On What Stupid is on the air. IWS, exposing the stupid, 24/7 on the web, 45/2 on the radio. On with Stupid is on the air.
Madam J, take it away.
Greetings, cheers, and welcome to I'm With Stupid. This is the Matt Man coming to you live from the Palatial Digs here in Bagwine, Ohio. And sitting next to me, as always, a mere few hundred miles away, a man who knows, and yet knows the dangers of wearing a hoodie and yet still does, the irrepressible J-Man.
Hola. Welcome, internet friends and listeners all over the world. Matt Man, it is a wet, wet, wet start to spring down here.
So I've seen on the national radar, J-Man.
Yeah, I know you monitor that closely.
I do. I am a wannabe meteorologist.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you could sign up as a weather watcher for your local TV channel. Don't they have those?
Well, growing up, I had my own weather station. I wanted to be one, but two things prevented me from becoming an actual meteorologist.
Let me guess one of them. Math.
Uh-huh. And the other would be physics.
Physics. Yep. And, you know, you think that you really wouldn't need it all that much. You could just do the weather.
That's right. Just look at the barometer and touch my ankle, and I'm good to go.
There you go. You know, if you wake up in the morning and your trick knee is hurting a little bit, you know that, you know, there's a weather system coming in.
Well, there's a problem with that, though, because now I'm 47, and my entire body hurts every morning when I get up. So I wouldn't know what's going on.
Hey, we got a crowd in the chat room here, and Average Chick is making her supervisor listen. So shout out to Average Chick supervisor.
Yeah,
how you doing?
Yeah. And shout out to Average Chick herself and the already offended Dana Lou. welcome. And a couple guests for showing up. This is nice.
Outstanding. What did you do to offend Dana already?
Well, it seems I typed in howdy hot stuff to Average Chick, and all Dana got was a hi, Dana.
Oh, I see that now.
Yes, yes.
That's not very thoughtful of you there.
Well, I know. Pressures, Jay, pressures.
Yeah. So how's everything going with you?
Oh, my gosh. I cannot remember in my lifetime, and that's a long lifetime. Well, you know, 47 years. I cannot remember a winter / into spring like this has been. It's just amazing. Sunny and 84 here today in Bagwine, Ohio.
Man. You'll be wearing the short shorts down at the beer mine this afternoon.
Oh, I have been for a week. Seriously, I mean, once in a while we'll have a warm day in March, but it has never been this warm this consistently day to day, as far as I can remember.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been pretty actually, it's resulted in just really, really sucky allergy and sinus season.
Well, that's
and,
true.
I've had my sinus troubles for the last, getting close to 2 weeks now.
That's a long
getting
time.
Getting a little old.
Yeah.
Getting a little old. The old the earache and the headache and the, especially when I lay down at night, you know, I mean, it's tough enough to get a full night's sleep as you get older, with the getting up a couple of times in the night to pee.
Yes, yes.
Or waking up with the knees hurting and have to get up and move around a little, you know.
And your dreams aren't as good either because, you know, with all those pains and sniffing, you have dreams of hot Asian chicks instead of having sex with you. They're handing you a Kleenex.
They're taking my blood pressure.
And checking out your ear gout.
Exactly. And they're saying things like, you need to take better care of yourself. Better diet and exercise.
Me want to love you long time.
Actually, it's it depends. If I sleep on my right side, I have pretty normal dreams. If I sleep on my left side, I have really weird dreams. I don't know why that is.
I don't either.
But I have noticed that when I have really, really weird, crazy dreams, it's because I'm sleeping on my left side.
Huh.
So maybe we could have some expert explain that one to me sometime. Yeah. And if they want to, they could just call in.
As they always can, because our lines are always open at 661-244-9852. And, what you said is very unfamiliar with me, to me, because I sleep on my back and I don't move the entire night.
Weird.
I could sleep on a 2x4 and not fall off.
I start out on my back and then I go to the right side, then the left side, then back to the right side, and then I get up and then I lay down again and then repeat, rinse, repeat.
That's right.
So, all right. Well,
I do have one quick shout out, Jay.
Okay.
Before we get into the busy, busy show, Drive By Mikey, the president and CEO of the Beer Mine, turns 46 today.
Oh, happy birthday to the Mikester.
That's right.
Hi-yo, hi-yo!
Did we just have a mutual thought? This is getting creepy. We need to do a show about that.
We simul-hey-oed. That was a little weird.
Oh, boy. Yeah, Mikey, poor old Mikey. Man about town. Gad about town. Thinks he's all that, and he's having a crisis. He's feeling a little old.
Well, it's just going to get worse from here.
Yeah, I know. That's what I told him. I tell him that every chance I get.
And Miley Cyrus just tweeted, says, why do I keep waking up at 6 a.m.? Well, I don't know, Miley. But you woke up in time to catch the show. Give us a call.
That's right, at 661-244-9852, the Miley Cyrus I'm with Stupid hotline.
There you go. And we do mean hot.
Yes, we do.
So, big day for Mitt Romney yesterday.
Yes, it was.
Yep. Record turnout in Illinois. A record low, but it's still a record.
Yeah, that's true.
He can run with that. He doesn't have to tell people it was a record low. But anyway, still a big win for Willard.
Yes.
Santorum didn't show well. Newt Gingrich finished fourth.
Or, as we like to say, dead last.
The DFL trophy goes to Newt Gingrich.
And I heard Ron Paul didn't even know where he finished until this morning because he went to bed at 8 o'clock last night.
Ron Paul was on Leno yesterday.
Was he really?
Yeah, that's how hard he was campaigning in Illinois. He went to L.A. and went on the Leno show, on the Tonight Show.
Well, it's a good thing they taped that around 5 o'clock.
I know, as soon as that was over, he hit Shoney's, and then,
early bird special.
Yep. But I tell you, I turned over to catch a couple of the speeches, and Santorum didn't appear deterred or dismayed at all by his poor showing. He gave a pretty spirited teleprompter-less speech.
Spirited is one word. To me, he sounded a little pissed.
Yeah.
Get a little pissed.
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
A speech which I think is going to go down as the Gettysburg Address to Santorum Boogaloo. he seemed pretty defiant about staying in the race, and I think he knows he can't win the nomination. I think he just is determined to deny Romney the nomination somehow if he can.
Well, he should, because Romney is like Judas. And Santorum cannot quit now, but he needs help, and I, for one, will help him carry that cross to Golgotha.
Well, you did what you could in Ohio. But maybe, you know, Santorum, he can win Pennsylvania. Maybe he can split the delegates in New York, where
maybe
they have some pretty radical folks in the Republican Party up there. And then
yeah.
win really big in Texas, and you never know. He might.
Well, and this Saturday, Jay.
Just
this
stuff.
Saturday. We got the great state of Louisiana.
One of my favorite places on earth. Great, great, great place. Some of the best food.
Oh, yeah.
You'll ever come across, as long as you don't watch them prepare it. Kind of ruins it.
Yes, it does.
But,
and we have a guest or two more that stumbled in the chat room.
Yeah.
We really appreciate this because we like the live listeners. Because it's all about them.
Absolutely. And guests, if you would like to participate in the chat room, you could holler at us or sit there and talk to Average Chick and Dana Lou, and who wouldn't want to do that? You can always just register with Blog Talk Radio. It's free and easy, just like your hosts.
That's right. And if you do interact with Dana, make sure you call her Hot Stuff. Evidently, that's pretty important.
Yeah, apparently so.
I'll tell you what.
She likes Babe, too.
Does she? Yeah. Oh, I'll tell you what. At Romney's speech last night, I liked it. He said, I'm sorry, I had a cough. I think it's because I said I liked Romney's speech that I involuntarily started coughing.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
He said, we need a president who believes in the American people. And then he went on, I believe in the American people.
Uh-huh.
What you didn't catch was the line afterwards. I don't care about them, but I believe in the American.
Exactly. Yeah, I saw the again. I just turned it over and caught the end of his speech, and I was looking at the crowd behind him, and I was thinking that, man, just a couple more primary wins, and it'll probably be safe to put a black person up there.
That's right.
Just, we're getting close, Mitt. You'll be able to diversify that crowd behind you a little.
Yeah. Oh, one thing that caught my eye because I was looking at the primary schedule. Because I was wondering when the primary in the U.S. Virgin Islands was, and it was on March 11th.
Yeah.
And of all people, Ron Paul won that. And I thought that would be the perfect place that Santorum would carry.
Well, you know, the funny thing is that Ron Paul won the primary, but Romney got all the delegates.
Well, that's just not fair.
Well, they can't seem to really explain how that happened. Nobody seems to, they're all standing, basically how people who are in charge in this country always do. They just stand there and go, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what happened. We'll look into this.
We'll look into this. We'll get back with
you. We'll form a committee.
That's right.
And that committee will report back to me on November 11th. How about that?
Yeah. Or maybe later, because we first have to form a committee to pick the committee.
Well, that's true. So it might be after the first of the year. Sometime in 2013, we'll work that all out. Yeah. Yeah, good old Ron Paul. Still railing away against some guy named Fred. And poor Newt Gingrich, man. He is offended with a capital
O. He should be.
He is furious. Did you see this outrageous statement by Robert De Niro?
Yes.
Robert De Niro said that he doesn't think America's ready for another white first lady. And Newt is just losing it over that kind of racist talk. That kind of white-on-white crime just will not be tolerated.
God.
Of course, you know, much like me, De Niro isn't into white chicks.
That's true.
He's into the sisters.
Yes, he is. As am I.
Yeah. Well, we all should be.
Yes. Love the Tyra. In fact, I saved up some money. I got 41-hour tanning sessions for Schmoop. So.
You could have just gone to Walgreens and got some of that bronzer that they.
Yeah, but it leaves residue. I don't like that.
Yeah, it could run a little too. That's
disgusting. It could run.
And your hands will be stained for a while.
Exactly.
You don't want to scare the people that are at the beer mine.
That's right. Got to keep
with your weird bronzy hands. Especially the kids. Mommy, look at his hands. Don't say that, honey. We're not supposed to point out people's deformities in public.
Well, I got a few more things about Ole Mitster, but we can save that for the news segment, which we're doing on here now, and the Molotov mocktails.
And we've got Peyton Manning is signing with Denver.
Yes.
That's some big news around the country yesterday. And I just real quick want to say that Dana says we're free and easy too. And then Average Chick says I'm easy but not cheap.
Well, I don't like
I happen to be all of the above.
Exactly.
But really I'm not cheap, I'm frugal.
Frugal, that's right. And in my case
I'm
inexpensive.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm inexpensive, but not cheap, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little sports, yeah. Peyton going to the Mile High City.
Peyton Manning now in Denver, which I suspect that means Tim Tebow done. But don't worry, because in 3 days he will rise again and be traded. Apparently it's either going to be Jacksonville or the Jets. I don't really know what the Jets would want to do with.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Tebow. I could see Tebow maybe liking the idea of the Jets because, you know, New York City, the big media market, and another big round of selling new jerseys, making money off that.
Yep.
And I think he could probably work this, you know, he could probably get in there and play, you know. Mark Sanchez, not the most stable guy.
No,
a little
not
insecure.
At all.
I think it'd be a great contest. I'd like to see who can who can bounce the 30-yard out pass better. Sanchez or Tebow. That'd be quite a competition right there.
I don't know why, but that just made me snort. I'm a little concerned though for Peyton. You know, he's got those health issues that everyone's talking about. In fact, the one I'm most concerned about is, should a man of his age be playing in the thin air of Denver? I don't know how that's going to work.
Yeah, at altitude. Hey, he's going to have to adjust now because his the deep throws are going to hang in the air a little longer and go a little further. May not be able to get a full lungs again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe he's, you know, I don't know if he had a little bit of asthma trouble. Maybe they'll clear it up, though.
That's true.
There's always positive there. What I don't know what they're going to do is when they trade Tebow, they won't have any backup quarterbacks because Brady Quinn signed with Kansas City.
I did not know that.
Yes.
He's amazing.
So yeah.
I would love to be Brady Quinn.
He's got a pretty easy job.
Yes, he does. Oh my
maybe the Broncos are planning on signing Curtis Painter as their backup. But I just got this feeling that they're, you know, one good shot on Manning away from having to sign Dante Culpepper to get him through the season. Or Byron Leftwich.
There you go.
So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what Jacksonville's going to do. If they sign Tebow, does that mean they're done with Gabbert, with Wayne Gabbert? That was a number one draft pick.
True. I think if Jacksonville signs Tebow, it's just another hard year for Maurice Jones-Drew.
No, that poor guy. He deserves better than this.
Yes, he does.
So anyway, Manning with a 5-year, $96 million. So that's not bad. That's all right. He'll never get the whole $96
million.
No, but,
I mean, only what, $19 million of it's guaranteed.
Right.
That's not very good. That's kind of.
Yeah, I
think they I think they lowballed him on that.
Yep. He's, you know, I don't know. I hope he's okay on the $19 million. If he gets hurt again, if he goes down during the season, because the contract will be voided after the season if he gets hurt, and you know, John Elway would be like, oh well, man, there's John Elway. I forgot about that. Maybe Elway could throw on the pads, get there on the pads, and go back down there and chuck it around a little.
Uh-huh. Or call up Steve Berline.
Maybe Craig Morton if he can walk.
I'll tell you what, Steve Berline, Brady Quinn, Rick Meyer. It's funny how all these Notre Dame quarterbacks have made a living being a backup quarterback for like 17 years. Those Catholics are smart. Notre Dame grads are smart.
Yes, they are. Well, Jimmy Clausen has worked his way into a backup position.
Oh, God, who's he with now?
Oh, he's Cam Newton's backup.
Oh, he's still with Carolina. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
Anyhow, the tradition continues.
That's right. Kerry Hanratty, there's another one.
Yeah. I think since Joe Montana, the rest have been.
Did
Montana play at Notre Dame? Yeah.
The rest have
gone on to stellar careers, carrying the clipboard and wearing their hat backwards on the sideline and being sending in the fake signals. My favorite job that a backup quarterback has is when the starter throws an interception, is the backup has to meet him on the sideline and, hey, it's all right, man, keep your head up, you know.
That's right.
And then, like, turn around and look at the coach like, not me, right? Not me, right? I don't even know the playbook.
And I'll tell you what, if Brady Quinn or Steve Berline or Joe Montana would like to call in, they could do so at 661-244-9852.
Hell yeah. call in, talk about the GOP primary. Can Romney run out the clock now? Talk about Peyton Manning and Tavon Martin.
Yeah.
Pretty serious topic, but we think we can deal with it.
We think we can. I think I found the humor in it. I may be the only one, but I think I have.
We're serving little bags of Skittles in the chat room today.
That's right. I got a few suggestions for the company that makes Skittles, Jay.
Oh, let's hear those.
Yeah, well, from now on, they could do some ads going, Skittles, they're to die for.
Hi-yo!
Skittles, we can't stop your candy. We can stop your candy craving, but we can't stop a bullet.
Hi-yo!
Oh, I have one more. Skittles, the candy so coveted, it drives Hispanic-looking men with Jewish-sounding names crazy.
Hi-yo! I don't know why they haven't hired you as their chief marketing expert.
I know. I like to help where I can.
Absolutely.
I put a lot of effort into those.
Yeah, you did, and it showed. That was outstanding. That was gold right there.
It was. One thing about Trayvon Martin, I heard he was, it's kind of odd, you know. Oh, he's in a gated community. I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, who let him out of jail?
Well,
those are all my jokes. See, you can have a little humor. That's what I'm
joking. Well, I tell you what, you know, if you can't find humor in the Tavon Martin situation, where can you find humor?
Exactly. Yeah, well, and I'll tell you what, there still is a little humor in it. I mean, well, you know what I mean. But every time I see this George Zimmerman guy, he looks Hispanic, and yet his name is George Zimmerman. He sounds like a Jewish clothing guy. What, isn't that the guy's name from Men's Warehouse? Yeah,
yeah,
see?
What is that guy's name? The Men's Warehouse guy.
It is George Zimmerman, isn't it? I forget. He's one of my heroes. That George Zimmerman, not this one.
No, this one's a scumbag. Men's Warehouse founder.
Oh,
no, I got the Google machine here.
Of course you do.
His name is George Zimmer.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a pretty awesome dude. He's also a major cash cow for the Democratic Party. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Huge Democrat. Big,
now
big
I like him
Democrat.
Even more.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he'll fix up Trayvon with a nice suit for his.
Yeah, well, Dana says that she thinks it's interesting they keep showing a pic of Trayvon when he was 10. That was his first mugshot.
Hi-yo!
Oh, that was just low class right there.
That was the funniest thing.
I'm just ashamed of myself for that one.
That was beautifully timed. That was wonderful. I mean, it was awful, and I'll feign outrage later, but that was some good stuff right there.
Anyway, the FBI, the U.S. Attorney's Office, is taking over down there. Hopefully, they'll justice will be done in that case. And we're going to lose the live stream. So thanks to everyone for listening live.
I'm going to ignore losing the live stream. I'm trying to teach myself to do that.
Okay. We went out on the live stream on the first mugshot.
Oh, man. Of course we did. That was good stuff. Of course, you know, Al Sharpton wants to go down there now.
Ugh. Of course he does. I'm sure Jesse will be there soon enough.
Of course. You know, those two. It's kind of sad. I hate watching them try to get on TV when they have no relevance. It's like watching Dick Morris.
Good old Dick.
Oh, God. What a horrid human being.
He's probably in the green room on the phone with a prostitute. What should I talk about?
Yeah. And his teeth that look like baked beans. Oh, God, I can't stand it. I feel dirty just watching him when he pops up on the TV.
Yeah, and then he can roll out his electoral map where he predicts that Obama will win Missouri, Arkansas, and Louisiana again.
Oh, God.
But to be fair, Obama only lost Missouri by, like, half percentage points.
Yeah, that was a close one.
Yeah. So just got tweeted by Kyla Kells and by Jeanette.
Mm.
Oh, baby. And Tyler wants us to do an Asian show, which we're going to have to discuss.
That would be crazy.
It would be. But she says that we can't do, overplayed topics like rice, sushi, chopsticks, or dragons. I asked her if Godzilla was okay. She hasn't got back to me on that yet.
Oh,
but Jeanette says ninjas would be okay. So, really?
Yeah.
Godzilla, ninjas, Asian hotties. I think that's a show right there.
God, it sounds like a miniseries.
But you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
Molotov mocktails.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I love that.
Time to launch a few mocktails.
Yes, and typically, we got to launch a few at Mitt, the Mitster. Willard.
Of course. He is a great target. He's just standing there with his riot gear on, not moving. Just stiff as a board. Right in front saying, "Hey, what are you doing with that bottle and rag?"
Should I like that?
Need a lighter? So, as you know, earlier this week, Rick Santorum went on Glenn Beck's radio show and he criticized the Obamas for allowing Malia Obama to go to Mexico during spring break in what turned out to be a service trip that was a school-sponsored thing with, the school she goes to. She wasn't, like down there on the beach hanging out, spring breaking or something. Like the way the media tried to present it. Anyway, it didn't go over well. Criticizing someone's kids never goes over well. But Mitt Romney decided that he would jump in on that too. Unfortunately, all he's going to come up with is she's only staying at a 3-star hotel. It's an embarrassment. They should have called me. I'm good friends with owners of a few great 5-star resorts down there.
I'm surprised he didn't add, "Why go to Mexico when you can go to Aruba?"
Yeah. Or the Cayman Islands, where I have several offshore accounts. That would have been a good one.
Mm-hmm. Tell them you know Mitt. You'll get a big discount.
Tell them you want the Mitt special.
Well, you know, we got the Louisiana primary coming up Saturday there.
We do?
Yeah, and Mitt's going to be down there campaigning hard, or, you know,
oh, yeah.
Stoically. And he can't wait to get down there and say to all the fine people in Nolens, you know, I would love to come down here for Mardi Gras one time so I can just say with an amplified voice, let the pleasant times abound.
That's good. Damn it, I was sitting here this morning trying to come up with something for the Laissez le bon temps rouler, and I just... for him.
Well, he would probably say, vive de joy.
Something like that. But I'll tell you another thing he's going to say. When he holds a big rally down there in Nolens, he's going to get on the stage and he's going to say, hey, Saints fans, who's that?
Oh, very good.
And Rick Santorum, after reviewing all the exit polling from Illinois in detail, and getting a little frustrated, will finally just look up and say, you know what? I really thought that ban on all pornography was a winner. Maybe I just didn't go far enough with it.
And by far enough, he means French kissing.
It would be outlawed, yes. Holding hands in public will be outlawed.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, on the plus side, for Mitt Romney, if he was down there during Mardi Gras and someone happened to, some fine-looking Louisianian showed Mitt her wares, he would throw a diamond necklace at her.
Well, Newt would just hand her his Tiffany's charge card.
Yeah, exactly. You know, Newt would marry her.
Well, see, now I have a little bit of an update on that from the future, of course. After all of this is over and Newt sits down and evaluates, and we all know Newt, being a historian, likes to sit down and thoroughly evaluate things that have happened and just try to figure out where it all went wrong, he will conclude that it was all Callista's fault and divorce her.
That's right.
Damn bitch brought my campaign down. And I believe yesterday you said you had a holy.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mitt's going to do much better in the Louisiana primary than people give him think he will do. Because when he gets down there, he's going to say, I don't get down to Louisiana as much as I'd like to, which is a shame because my great-great-grandfather was the one who convinced France to sell this place to us.
Hi-yo!
Actually, I think the Let the Pleasant Times Abound was funnier than that one.
That might should have been the closer, but that's okay. You know, the thing about comedy is it's tough. You know, you got to decide which one is the closer.
Yes.
Oh, Dana's on Pinterest.
I still haven't been able to get into that. I'm just not into that. I don't understand it.
He posts little pictures. I usually post just food.
Well, that's what I thought. And I said to myself, oh, that's neat. What the fuck?
Well, yeah. I tried to post our videos from our I'm With Stupid official YouTube page, which you can find at youtube.com/IWSradio, and it wouldn't let me yesterday, so maybe I'll try again today. But I did post a recipe for pepperoni pizza French fries.
Oh, very good. Which kind of relates to what's on the website today, which you can always read if you go to www.iwsradio.blogspot.com. As you, one of the life lessons you posted today was about doctoring up frozen pizza.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because they don't put enough ingredients on frozen
no,
pizza.
No, they don't.
So so it's always good to have a bag of pepperonis in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
And a bag of shredded cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of a, you know, mozzarella or a Colby Monterey Jack combo.
Or if
like
there's a Romney's, a bag of pecorino.
No, the Romney's put a little caviar on their frozen pizza.
I don't think the Romney's have ever had a frozen pizza.
Probably not. It'd be like the scene in which you never watched the Gilmore Girls, but when Lorelai and Rory made frozen pizza in the oven for Lorelai's mother, for Emily, and they had never. Lorelai's parents had never had frozen pizza, and they didn't quite understand how it worked. And you mean it's a pizza in a box? Yeah, so you just put it in the oven and you cook it. And then
don't preheat,
don't bother with preheating.
Oh,
and then
boy.
they have their fine china and a bottle of wine, and they sit down with their frozen pizza and their fork and knife, and they're cutting it. That's basically how the Romneys would do it.
Yes. It's funny you mentioned that I don't watch TV with your Gilmore Girls illusion. I am compelled to watch TV now. I mean, I watch TV, news, sports, that's it. But, you know, the Schmoopster, she watches TV. She's been staying up at night. She comes and gets me at work, so she's up. And while she eats at night, she watches House Hunters.
That is quality entertainment at a fair price right there.
Well, you know, Jay, I'm kind of hooked now because the other night, I think it was Monday or Tuesday, on House Hunters, they were trying to find a house for a gay male couple.
Mm-hmm.
Said gay male couple lived near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
And the couple, they wanted a house near their favorite amusement park.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. And, of course, the nearest amusement park to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania is Hershey Park.
Uh-huh. Down the old Hershey Highway.
Yeah. So I've been watching the show every night with Schmoop. Usually I try to ignore it, but now I'm just captivated, wondering what's going to happen next.
Uh-huh.
And I think I said to Schmoop, you cannot make stuff up better than this.
Oh, no. Oh, that's good stuff. And remember when couples are looking for homes with a large kitchen and dining area, and they say, we like to entertain, they really mean we're swingers. All right, 30 seconds left in the old show.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can wrap it up like professionals for once.
Of course we can. As always, it's been a pleasure. Thanks for all the guests coming by.
Yep, and we'll catch you on Sunday morning at high noon Eastern time.
Yes, we will.
Another big show. We don't know what we're going to talk about yet, but we'll figure it out.
It'll be awesome.
Of course it will. Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks, guys.